Have you ever received some jewelry as a gift that wasn't really your taste? Or maybe you've been obligated to hold on to some gems or something that once belonged to a family member. These are the kind of stories that donors to the Radical Jewelry Project have shared. The project takes donated jewelry of any kind and puts it in the hand of local artists, metalsmiths, and students who deconstruct and then reconstruct the pieces. Chelsea Nanfelt is a part of the team that brought the project here to Wisconsin. She's the curatorial lead for the Radical Jewelry Makeover Project at the UW-Milwaukee's Union Art Gallery and is graduating in May with a degree in fine arts with a concentration in jewelry and metalsmithing. Chelsea, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is a traveling project, I understand. It's here in Wisconsin now. Can you talk about the Radical Jewelry Makeover and the mission?
Yeah, so the Radical Jewelry Makeover Project was originated out of Richmond, Virginia. The Radical Jewelry Makeover Project is a community jewelry mining and recycling project of ethical metalsmiths that uses donated jewelry. The project does encourage consideration of the social and environmental impacts of mining and jewelry production. RJM also draws public attention to the creativity and skills of jewelry designers. It reveals the stories behind our own personal collections, and it encourages reconsideration of our habits of consumption. And it's full rounded. You know, it touches the lives of the artists and the community.
That's the philosophy behind it. Now tell us how it works, like, on a practical level.
Yeah, so how it works is the project travels from different cities or towns, even universities. So this project started at UW-Milwaukee. I spoke with a former instructor of ours, Stephanie Vogley. She's a jeweler and instructor. She had worked with the project before and was familiar with how it ran. So it's very community focused. We mine the community of old and wanted jewelry. We sort the jewelry using the skills of students and jewelers. Then the jewelry gets distributed to artists throughout the city. So that might be students who are studying jewelry and metalsmithing, or that could be jewelers, local jewelers, like alumni, something like that. And then they remake the jewelry. The project is going to be culminating on April 3rd. Yes. With the exhibition on April 13th.
Right, and that sounds exciting. So these artists at UW-Milwaukee and some other campuses ended up doing these projects. Tell us about some of the things they came up with after deconstructing stuff that people had donated and then figuring out how to put it back together.
Yeah, so it was anything from a collage of random bits that you found, or it could be melting down gold, using old stones, popping a stone out of a ring, putting those into earrings. It could be melting down silver and creating something completely new. There was a lot of chain that was tangled up when we received it. Some people had very creative solutions for that as well.
What's it like for you? Now, you do this kind of stuff yourself, and I imagine you're used to working with more, you know, I guess, raw materials. What's it like having pieces with history and then using those as raw materials?
You know, I think it forces you to be a lot more creative because you're given these opportunities to work with materials or objects that you might not normally use. You know, I worked with these little seeds that were all strung up in a really large necklace, and I would never work with seeds. You know, I work with sheet metal, silver, copper, brass, something like that.
And can you talk about, this is, what, three or four different campuses around the state, is that right, or ended up being involved in this?
Yeah, you know, I had a lot of help of professors at UWM to reach out to different professors from UW-Stout, UW-Madison, and even UW-Whitewater. We had a couple of students from there as well. So Michael Dale Bernard and Yevgenia Kaganovich from UW-Milwaukee assisted in the reaching out to those individuals as well.
Can you talk about the sustainability side of this? Instead of going out and mining, you know, the earth to get this stuff, you're mining the community to find stuff that people are willing to share and get reused.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I see it as being very people focused. You know, when you're purchasing jewelry, you don't necessarily think about the people that are mining the raw materials. You don't think about the full picture of it all. And so it's really incredible to see how the community came together and realized, you know, we've got this huge collection of jewelry. What can we do with it?
Did you talk to yourself to the people who donated their old stuff? What kind of things did you hear?
You know, I did speak to some of them, and a lot of them, they wanted to see new life with the jewelry. You know, some of it, the jewelry, it came from maybe a death in the family or an old relationship. Some of the jewelry was just something that they had when they were a teenager, maybe from prom. So it really was all over the map. But it's incredible. We're going to be having the stories performed that we collected with each donation on Friday night. So an actor is going to be performing these stories. It's going to be incredible.
Tell us a little more about the exhibit that kicks off Friday.
Yeah, so Friday night, so the event, it goes from 5 until 8 p.m. At 7, we're going to be having our, you know, our kind of opening remarks. We'll be having an actor performing the stories. We'll be having awards for students that Susie Gaunch, who is the current co-director, one of the co-directors, along with Kathleen Kennedy. Susie Gaunch juried the show and designed different awards for the students. So we'll be giving those out, as well as some really fun staff awards for our favorite pieces in the show.
Well, Chelsea, thank you so much for joining us. Should be a fun show.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That's Chelsea Nanfelt, curatorial lead for the Radical Jewelry Makeover exhibition at the UW-Milwaukee Union Art Gallery. The exhibit will be on display there, as we heard, opening events this Friday, April 13th. You can see it there through May 11th.